the street lamp will find. So this evening, as was announced, we're going to try to explore this other sacrament. We've looked at the question of faith, a little bit the reality of the church, how we understand God shares himself with us. We've looked at the sacraments in general, these gestures of Jesus. And we've looked specifically at the sacrament of baptism, and last week, the sacrament of the Eucharist. This evening, the sacrament of reconciliation. Oh, sweet encounter. Oh, delightful experience, which awakens such sweet sentiments. And has people forming very, very long lines. So maybe the first question that we can pose as we begin to enter into this exploration of the sacrament of reconciliation is, why is reconciliation, commonly called confession, so challenging? Good question. Why does reconciliation tend to turn one's stomach upside down? Well, there's a vulnerability associated with confession. And there's also maybe a question of embarrassment. Why? Because in confession, we expose our darkness, and exposing our darkness is painfully difficult for every single one of us, no matter how long we've been a Christian, no matter how long we've been going to receive the sacrament of reconciliation. It's difficult because it awakens feelings in us which are not those associated with goodness, which are the feelings of love and joy, or at least doesn't seem to initially. Exposing our darkness obliges us to journey in the land of sadness for a time. And sadness, as we all know from our own personal experience, is the greatest weight for the human heart. Sadness is the greatest weight for the human heart. But what's important to realize also, and more importantly, is that the sadness associated with this experience of the sacrament of reconciliation is actually good, because it reveals that we love. Sadness presupposes love. You first must love in order to be sad. If you do not love, you will not experience sadness. If you did not love the Lord, you wouldn't be sad. It's quite simply that. To be sad at having sinned means that we love God. But because of what sadness does to all of us, sadness turns us in on ourselves. You may have noticed. One of the challenges of reconciliation, consequently, is that of lifting our eyes from ourselves to gaze upon the one who forgives us. That is the challenge. To lift ourselves beyond our sadness and to gaze upon Christ, our forgiver, whose gaze is not the same as ours. Keep that in mind too. Do not project the way you look at yourself, having sinned, upon God. You will do yourself a disservice, and you will do God a disservice. It's difficult to do. And it's difficult to believe that he gazes upon us differently.